east of the Rockies. You're up on Coast to Coast. Welcome to the program. Hi there.
Hey, George. It's Joe. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm listening to you on 104.7 east of the Rockies.
Absolutely.
I got a story I want to tell you in line with your theme tonight. Strangest thing that ever happened to me. I do a lot of work for the military and for certain agencies. Back in 1989-90, I was working a project out in the Skunk Works, and I was part of a team that was taken into the Skunk Works in California. And it's amazing. You go into this place and you go down, and as you go into the facility, the walls are granite, polished granite. We were taken into a room and we were working on the stealth bomber. There was a problem with peeling and flaking, and the Israeli radar had spotted the stealth bombers. So part of what we were to do was to come up with a solution to fix the problem of the peeling and flaking on the fuselage of the stealth craft.
And the peeling and flaking was causing radar to pick it up, you
mean? That's right. What happens is it's called coupling and yielding. And people who are out there, your scientific guys, will understand that. Frequencies 16.27 gigahertz. For example, if an aircraft is flying in conventional radar, like let's say you're at Cleveland Central, all the planes are being hit with 16.25 gigahertz.
Okay.
That causes heat to form on the fuselage. That heat has to be diffused. Now, if you don't have a RAM, a radar attenuating material, to diffuse that heat, the RAM material, the radar attenuating material, peels and flakes. Anyhow, make a long story short, we were taken into the Skunk Works and down into a facility. And part of the solution to the problem, and this was just, and in fact, I was working in my lab late tonight and found out this was declassified, and what I'm about to tell you has only been told twice, once to my wife and once to our board of directors in a secret meeting. Anyhow, I received an email tonight. This is no longer classified, so I'm telling the story. Because
okay.
I can't believe it myself. It's the strangest thing that ever happened to me. And I got to tell you, I've been to Area 51, and I've seen some strange stuff. But I never saw anything like this. Okay, so they take us into this room. There are 12 of us guys. And we weren't allowed to exchange names. No information. And they took us into this one room where there were 12 seats, no table. And a man walked, this is so strange, I can't even believe it myself. A man walked out of the wall.
Well, a man walked out of
a polished wall.
A
human being. Now,
okay.
Wait a minute, it gets weirder. This man identified himself as Robert Julius Oppenheimer. He gave a 6-minute lecture on cesium-235 element. Turned around, walked back into the wall. Four armed guards came in, moved us out, took us into a corridor, put us on a blue bus with blacked out windows, and we went. And we came out of the place. It was nighttime, and we went to an airport. We were in Nevada. Now, I went in California, but we came out in Nevada. Now, as we were driving away, and it was nighttime, as we were leaving this facility, there were red lights, and I could see these red lights moving, and the only thing I can think it was is the side of the mountain moved. And, well, the project's declassified now, so I told the story twice. I don't know, maybe there's one.
Now, in what year was this?
This was 1989. 1989, December 1989.
Mm-hmm. When did Oppenheimer die?
I believe 1952.
That's what I thought. It was way before this.
We were never introduced to one another. We were told that the project was classified. We eventually solved the problem. I've never seen any of these people again, never having contact from anybody. But I was read the Security Act 1971 and instructed by an Undersecretary of Defense that if anyone ever contacted me, that I had to report that to the Department of Defense.
What do you think the significance, though, of Oppenheimer walking through the wall, for crying out loud?
George, I got to tell you this. your people and your listeners is really my link to sanity and reality, because there is time travel. I'm convinced there has to be.
Yeah.
How else would this guy walk through a granite wall? And I'm no dummy. I've got 5 college degrees, and I have, you know, I don't drink and I don't use drugs, and I know what the heck I saw.
I tell you what
these other guys saw.
I wish, and I would have given my right arm, well, not really, but I would have loved to have been there. Hey, thanks.